USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is Ken Carpenter passing out the invite to another 30-minute weenie roast and clam bake as cooked up by your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Standing by is our head chef, and believe me, you never saw a nicer head on any chef. Here she is, lovely Linda Darnell.
Well, hi, you fellas, and thank you, Ken, for that appetizing introduction.
Well, it's no more than true, Linda. From what I've heard, you're a natural-born cook.
Me?
Well, I've heard tell that you barbecued many a leading man.
Well, thanks for them kind words, partner. But look, Kenny, what say now we really get things rolling, huh? Well, look, fellas, here's a girl you've invited back to Command Performance time and time again. One of your favorite singing stars, and with her own special version of Why Shouldn't I? It's luscious. Lena Horne. Come on, Lena.
Together, and he's not only a wonderful musician, but a fine songwriter as well. Phil Moore.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Lena. If I may, I'd like to answer a request that came in from the ETO. Some boys over there would like to hear a kind of medley of some of the tunes I've written and introduced on the Armed Forces Radio Show Jubilee. You've seen him up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. Get a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. Papa's gotta be rough now so he can be with you another day. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Papa's off to the seven. That guy you know that's over there has a lot of work to do. But here's the thought that's on his mind when his day's work is through. I'm going to see my baby. I'm going to see my baby. I'm going to see my baby when I get home on Victory Day. Gonna kiss my baby. I really miss my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby and live in love U.S. way. The mail's all right when you just have something to say. But the mail's not like when your arms around your honey and you're home to stay. So I'm gonna kiss my baby. Really miss my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I'm gonna get back to Ma's fine mess. Oh, home cook a mess, will I guess. We ain't seen Sam's mess ain't fine, but Sam can't mess like my Ma's mess, 'cause my Ma's mess is really a mess. Gonna get back to the double sack. Down on the main stand, go by the joint, say hello to the boss. Then I'm gonna grab my chick and say, baby, let's get lost when I get home on Victory Day.
How about you and Phil getting together for a special command performance version of your big hit recording, I Want a Little Doggy, huh?
Oh, well, happy to oblige, Glenda. Take it, Phil.
Lonely Lou didn't know what to do while staying home night and day. So she called up the man at the pet shop, and this is what he heard her say. I want a little doggy, a cute little doggy. I want a little doggy to tell my troubles to. I used to have my baby. My baby's in the Navy, and I'm here feeling blue. Cats don't
I want a little jockey to tell my troubles to.
Now, madam, I'm the pit man. I'm going to try to fix you up just right. We got to do that over?
Yes.
Madam, I'm the pit man. Yes. I'm going to try to fix you up just right. Tell me, what kind of dog would you like? What color and what height?
Well, now, I think I want one just about so high and with nice, dark, curly hair.
Oh, I know. Just the kind of dog that can make a lady care. Well, I've got a dash hound, a trash hound, a St. Bernard, a terrier, flea terrier. There really is a car. A hound dog, lost and found dog, and one that's got the name.
Oh, no, not that.
A hairy dog and a prairie dog that's right at home on the range.
That's what I'm talking about.
A Boston bull, a kennel full of pepper pekingese. A dog that says just every time you sneeze. A dog that squirts himself with split and never hunts a flea. And a dog that crabs himself and never hunts a tree. A glad dog, a sad dog, a dog that loves to gripe. A chihuahua that can rumble, if you like the Latin type.
Si, si, senor.
A poodle with a pedigree that's easy twice its size. And a mixed-up canine monster I've yet to analyze. Because I know that's all right.
No, 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 they stay out too late.
Not me, I come home every night.
Baby. And wolves don't knock me out.
I want a little doggy. Oh, cute little doggy.
Yes, cute little doggy. I want a little doggy.
Ah, that's me.
To pet when I've been blue and you need a
I'm sure that all you who saw us going my way will remember the splendid boys' choir that sang so beautifully with Sing. Well, the Marching and Singing Society of Lower Iwo Jima wants to hear that choir again. So, fellas, here they are doing their version of an old popular tune. So here singing My Gal Sal, our theme in first class, Bob Mitchell and the Mitchell Boy Choir. Come on out here.
Ah!
love to introduce a man who is going to introduce a man. So here he is, not the man, but the man who's going to introduce the man, Mr. Jimmy Wallington. Todd, I think.
Thank you, Linda. Ladies and gentlemen, you've all heard of the man who shaped up as a whale of a guy. Well, here's a guy who has the shape of a whale, Jack Kirkfoot.
Well, thank you, Jimmy Wallington, and good evening, fellas. And Jimmy, thanks for that mammoth introduction. But my shape doesn't bother me as long as I have poise and personality.
Oh, you admit you have a poison personality.
Oh, yes.
Honestly, Jack, if you're not worried about your figure, you should be. Look at that bulge on your right hip.
That happens to be my wallet.
What's that on the other side, your briefcase?
Lily Lee, that's a nasty thing to say. After I took up swimming and diving just to please you.
You swim and dive?
He certainly does. Tell him all the dives you know, Jack.
Well. There's the swan dive, the back dive, and two little dives on Central Avenue. Speaking of those little dives, remind me, I've got to get my brother Cosmo another job.
Oh, maybe I can help him, Jack. What did he do last?
Well, he was an in a restaurant.
An R?
Mm-hmm. You know how it is in the back of every nightclub and restaurant. There are always two little doors. Well, Cosmo stood between them. And if a fella started to go in the wrong door, he'd say,
And now, in answer to many requests, the Madhouse comedy, drama, and okay, so what of an eight-art, players, conspire to hit the highlights in the life of that eminent actor, sportsman, first nighter, and man about 40, Jack Kirkwood.
I was born in a little log cabin with an open fireplace, and science has proven I'm the only kid ever born with an open fireplace. I'll never forget that day. My father was away on a business trip, and my mother was visiting the neighbors. There was nobody home but me and Grandpa. But I survived that lonely start in life, and one day, when I was about 12 years old...
Park, don't that make you want to get up and do a soft shoe dance?
No, but I might take off my shoes and do a hard sock dance.
Land of Goshen, what's that?
Oh, that's just our son, Jackie.
You mean that was him?
Yes, sir. That boy can imitate a bird so real you're afraid to look up.
So, after his folks threw Jackie off the farm, he and several other members of the family decided to strike out for the West.
By covered wagon, I suppose.
Oh, yes, Linda. And if you'd seen their faces, you'd know why the wagon was covered. Jack finally settled in the little town of Bicuspid, Arizona, somewhere near Big Gap, where he became known as Cactus. His sweetheart, Susanna Agatha Etherington, otherwise known as Flappy Sue, owned the Buzzard's Breath Saloon, where Cactus spent many happy hours.
Well, here's your drink, Cactus. You're a real stranger around here. Ain't seen you for 30 days. What you been doing?
30 days.
I just started back to work this morning.
Work? Yep. And how come you got on them boxing gloves?
Been punching cattle.
Is that how you got that black eye?
Yep, one of them punched back.
You ought to be ashamed. Let them cattle get the best of you.
Well, if you ain't satisfied with me, I'll start a courting that Danfall gal.
What? That hussy? Why, she ain't got no manners, no breeding, and besides, her neck's dirty.
Her does? I thought she was a nice gal.
Well, doggone, here comes Poison Bolt.
Hey, Bullcat, I thought I told you to stay away from our gal. Doggone, I'd thump you full of lead if you weren't a friend of mine.
I ain't no friend of yours.
Don't tell me who my friend is.
I wouldn't have you for no friend. You're just a horrible-looking, yeller, mangy, malignous, messy-looking, cantankerous, droopy range rat.
Droopy? Hold that.
You go for your shooting iron.
No! By golly, he did.
And so Kirkwood left the West and headed for the big city.
Well, was he no doubt instantly successful?
Well, I can't say that he was, Linda, when he first got to the city. You see, at first he had his ups and downs. He was an elevator operator in a hotel. But he persevered, and one day...
Yes?
They made him desk clerk. It was a very important job. Phones ringing, people rushing in and out.
Hello, El Casa Snafu. If you don't like our rooms, you know what you can do. What? You want who? Dorothy L'Amour. Sorry, it's the wrong number.
Pardon me, clerk, yes. But where is the water cooler?
Up in Alaska.
I love those.
Hello, Hotel Snafu. Our food will make you green, our rates will make you blue. Lady, for the last time, there isn't any ice water.
What's wrong, Kirkwood?
Oh, that dame phoned every 5 minutes for ice water. I'm going nuts.
Excuse me, clerk. Is that clock right up there?
Yes, ma'am. Right up there.
Kirkwood! I just found out that the house detective is stuck on the fire escape.
I'm glad he likes it. Oh, here comes that pesky dame. I wonder what she wants this time.
Clerk, I'm very angry with you. I made a simple request for ice water. Now, why can't I have it?
I'll try to explain, lady. Can you spell?
Spell? Of course I can spell.
Can you spell horsefly?
Certainly. H-O-R-S-E-F-L-Y.
Good. Now, spell it without the horse.
That's easy. F-L-Y, fly.
Fine. Now, can you spell ice water?
Of course. I-C-E-W-A-T-E-R. Ice water.
That's right. Now, spell it without the blink.
Blink? Are you crazy? There's no blink in ice water.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. There's no blink in ice water.
So, after Kirkwood was fired, he decided that now was the time to realize a lifelong ambition. He took the money he had saved.
While he was in the hotel business, Jimmy?
Yes, that's right, Linda. He took the money and invested it in a correspondence course in medicine. We next find him in a big metropolitan hospital.
Nurse, I'm worried about that patient in Ward 3. This x-ray looks very serious.
Doctor, that's not an x-ray, that's a roadmap.
So it is. I was wondering what his liver was doing in Pomona.
Yes?
Doctor,
mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble with my breathing.
No, and that's not.
Well, I'll put a stop to that.
Yeah, first, let me loosen that green necktie.
Oh, that's your tongue, isn't it?
And let's have a look at your throat, little chum.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look, nurse, you see where the windpipe makes a left turn to the thorax?
Yes, doctor. Is there anything wrong?
No, but wouldn't it make a peachy spot for a gas station?
Dr. Kirkwood, you belong in a nut house.
No, I belong to the Girl Scouts.
You mean Boy Scouts.
You scout what you like, I'll scout what I like. Hello, Kirkwood speaking. Office hours 9 to 5. Hardly a patient is now alive. Hello? What?
You met me where? In the hospital? Spell your name. Oh, hello, Mother.
Okay. Now then, my boy, what you need is a nasal operation.
Oh, dear me. How much will it cost?
Well, a good operation is worth $200. Otherwise, you'll have to take one of the cheaper cuts.
But won't it be pretty uncomfortable?
Well, you may not be able to breathe as well, but you'll smell just the same. By the way, nurse, how is the patient in the next room coming along?
Just fine, doctor.
He is? Wait a minute.
Doctor, why did you shoot that patient?
That's the man I gave a year to live, and he was one day over.
Well, fellas, although the Bob Mitchell Boy Choir is remarkably versatile, they're perhaps best known for their beautiful rendition of religious songs, one of which they're going to sing for you now. The beautiful and inspirational Ailey Ailey. Choir, that was really beautiful. Well, gang, that's another one we can file away under the heading Command Performance USA. Until next time, then, this is Linda Darnell saying so long and good luck, and Lord love you all.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. ¶¶